Something anal. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we are presenting the drama of Plexus and Nexus, a famous anonymous drama from the days of our master poet, William Shakespeare. This drama concerns the friendship of two rough gentlemen who are mirror images of one another, and yet since neither of them has ever seen a mirror, they being scarce in olden times, they do not know of their infamous kinship. Do enjoy the show, and may it bring you great cheer.
Ho-ho! Plexus! Wherefore art thou uglier than sin? Than the thousand faces of Satan patched together and riven apart again?
Forsooth, Nexus, hold thee thy tongue. Thou art but foolish, and thou smellest like dung.
Ho-ho, my knave! Thy insults wound not, for thou art a beggar and lookest like rot.
Oh, nice try, my friend, but I'm afraid thou hast failed. Thou art the more unfortunate, since it is to thou that sorry face is nailed.
My very visage makes me tumble and wretch. I'm afraid, my good friend, thy face has no match. Thy face, like a fish, is scaly and cold, and thy prize gold teeth have one by one been sold. I do not know, Violet, whence thy face did come, but I am sure at the least that the devil had fun.
Thou art a liar, a fool, and a strumpet! I swear by the book thou dost look like a crumpet, pimpled and bumpy like yet uncheapened dough. I'd sooner chew glass than look at, you know.
Thou art no beauty, I'm unafraid to point out. The bumps on thy face remindeth me of grout. Each crevice and crack festereth over with mold, and the nits in thy hair have grown overly bold. They dance and carouse, with scarcely a care, secure that their master knoweth not they are there, and bounce off thy head onto each passer-by, who upon seeing thou, doth crumple and cry.
Thy sick tongue oozeth falsehoods, your oaths are all lies, an affront to good judgment as well as my eyes. This truth is far greater than any yet said. Your face is a crater, vast, ashen, and dead. Each pockmark a pit, packed tight with black grime, and like leaves of spoiled lettuce veiled thinly in slime. One glance at your visage driveth the upstanding insane. Your gaze makes small children burst out into flames.
I observe by your smoking that you are already alight. Please allow me to assist in your plight.
Dexus draws himself up, glowering, and in very ungentlemanly fashion spits on Plexus. Plexus throws his pipe at Nexus. Nexus ducks.
Hot-tempered as well. See what I have revealed. Admit your putrescence. I demand that you yield.
It has gone far enough, you disheveled goon. Prepare to be booted clear over the moon.
Round one, fight! You lose! Perfect Japan! Round two, fight!
What disturbance is this in the midst of our spite?
The court chamber pot has interrupted our fight.
Oh, this stench breaks all natural laws! By comparison, this rank like of Louis doth cause our quarrel to be like so much brotherly love. Why, Nexus, we've been superseded by filth from above.
If such filth be in heaven, it maketh no sense to argue the foulness of our earthly demence. When we contest corruption, our time is ill spent, for it seems there are worse things in the place we are sent.
In this matter, I believe, we two are agreed. So what if thy countenance doth stink like a weed? In measures of foulness we all are behind. What is truly the worst, the waste of our time?
So what if nits caper about in your hair? 'Tis shameful to argue on a day so fair. Come, Plexus, please, let us cease this fighting. Today in the river the catfish are biting.
They link arms.
And now to the river, for fishing and fun. Our disagreement and our play are done.
They bow and exit.